35 state representatives left Indianapolis yesterday. They're staying at a hotel in Urbana as they try to hold up bills they say would negatively impact organized labor and education. Representative Craig Fry says they had few other options to block bills, including one that would prohibit union memberships or dues as a requirement for employment.
It's been pretty obvious for about a week that we were going to have to do something pretty dramatic to make the Republicans take notice. And constitutionally, this is the only thing we can do is deny a quorum.
But Representative Charlie Brown says Democrats' anger goes beyond the so-called right-to-work bill. He says their walkout's also stalling bills to allow private school vouchers and curtail collective bargaining rights for public school teachers. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has said he won't order state police to round up House Democrats, and he had asked Republican House leaders not to bring up the right-to-work legislation. Brown, though, is skeptical.
It's sometimes difficult to understand and appreciate whether the governor is playing good cop, bad cop. It would appear as though he's sincere, but then who knows for sure. So I will leave that interpretation and judgment to greater minds than not mine as to whether, in fact, we should take him at his word.
Neither Brown nor Fry will say how long they expect to stay in Urbana. Brown says in a couple of days they may have less weighty issues to deal with, like clean clothes. I'm Tom Rogers, Illinois Public Media.